He created Ali G, Borat, and Bruno. And now, in The Dictator, Sacha Baron Cohen has a new character to add to his repertoire, the capricious ruler of an oil-rich country who travels to the UN to assert his right to have nuclear warheads. The film is directed by Larry Charles and features Anna Faris and Ben Kingsley. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Many fans will be disappointed that Sacha Baron Cohen's The Dictator is a more or less conventional comedy and not an ambush interview mockumentary in the style of Borat and Bruno. But that gorilla clown shtick would be tough to sustain. Why not let him try something else? The good news is that The Dictator is loose and slap-happy and full of sharp political barbs and has funny actors moving in and out, and at a lickety-split 83 minutes, it doesn't wear out its welcome. Baron Cohen plays Hafez al-Adin, the authoritarian ruler of the fictional African nation of Wadia, and a cross between Gaddafi and Kim Jong-il. This raging egomaniac with his ridiculous furball beard orders his surname to be used in place of such common words as yes and no, which means you can't tell what anyone means when they answer Al-Adin. And if you complain about that or anything else, he'll have his guards haul you off to be beheaded. Al-Adin controls a vast oil supply and is building nuclear warheads, which he tells the world will be used for, quote, peaceful purposes, but has the giggles before getting the words out. He hates Israel. For fun, he watches tapes of the 72 Munich Olympics massacre. Baron Cohen loves portraying anti-Semites as imbeciles. The title links the film to Chaplin's Hitler satire, The Great Dictator. But my guess is that there's also a process at work that shrinks call identifying with the aggressor. You assume the role of people that you fear. Baron Cohen's identification with Al-Adin is so strong that you end up rooting, yes, rooting for the dictator, because this idiot is more likable than his chief aide, Tamir, played by a dour Ben Kingsley. Tamir arranges to have Al-Adin murdered en route to a UN speech and make Wadia a democracy, not because he gives a hoot about the people, but because it would open up the country to U.S. oil companies and make him insanely wealthy. The kidnapped Al-Adin, though, proves wonderfully resourceful. He gets the upper hand on his torturer by shaming the man for his outdated instruments and reminding him that without a splash guard, he'll wreck his suit with all the blood. After escaping, the now beardless dictator takes refuge in a collectively run Manhattan health food store, overseen by Zoe, a human rights activist played by the utterly delightful Anna Faris.
Anyway, let me give you the grand tour. Up on the roof, we've got this amazing organic garden.
Boring. Do you sell any assault rifles?
Oh, wait. I got it. Humor, right? I took a feminist clown workshop once.
Help, help, I'm trapped under a glass ceiling.
What
the? I wasn't the best student, but,
You seem educated.
Yes, I went to Amherst.
I love it when women go to school. It's like seeing a monkey on roller skates. It means nothing to them, but it's so adorable for us.
Yes, the feminist satire is obvious, but Faris accompanies the glass ceiling line with a mime trapped in a box move that had me on the floor. The Dictator is the kind of anti-fascist movie that has you cheering when Al-Adin takes a job in that lefty store and wins over its staff by using brutal authoritarian techniques on the city health inspector. He and Zoe are an unlikely couple, but when she says, "The police here are such racists," and he says, "Yeah, and not in a good way," they have a real rapport. The Dictator doesn't approach the greatest of all American anti-war farces, the Marx Brothers' Duck Soup, but Sacha Baron Cohen and director Larry Charles are certainly in the arena. In a climactic speech, Al-Adin extols the benefits of a dictatorship over a democracy, which gives leaders, he says, power to declare war unilaterally, violate civil liberties, and structure the economy so the rich get richer and the poor stay poor. The speech is a triumph of the satirist's art. I wish we had more American movies like this that mix low farce and high political satire that remind us that extreme silliness does not preclude extreme seriousness. The Dictator rules.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.